While we're on the topic of slightly off-topic things, right? If you're learning the languages, or you're doing anything that other people around you are not doing, that makes you special, right? But it also makes you weird, and it's gonna feel strange, right? There's nothing in the human psyche that says you should definitely do what nobody else is doing, right? If no one else is doing it, that's a sign that you're doing something wrong, right? So inevitably, right? Also, if your lifestyle goes from one way of living to another, it's confusing because like your identity and stuff was attached to that old way of being, and now you have this new way. So there's imposter syndrome, right? You go get a job and they pay you a lot, and you're like, oh my God, why are they paying me so much? I don't deserve this. Or whatever. So it's the same thing when you learn languages, right? Because nobody learns languages if they don't have to. I read this paper from the 90s where he said that children learn languages if they have to, and otherwise they don't. So the only way to make them learn languages is to make it so that they have to. And it also applies to adults, right? You have to make it so you have to do it. Fortunately, as smart adults, we ourselves can make it so we ourselves have to do it. But other people don't have to do it, right? I call this quixotic self-awareness. So if you know Don Quixote, the best first novel in Spanish ever, he's going around on his horse and pretending to be a knight, right? But the thing about pretending to be a knight is like, are you pretending to be a knight or are you actually a knight? And like, how good of a knight do you have to be a real knight? But in the book, he definitely sucks, and he's just like LARPing, so it's hilarious. Great book, definitely read it. Anyway, ancient book. But that's what real life is like if you're going to do anything that is different from where you started. So he started out as a just nobody aristocrat with a bunch of books about people going around on horses. So he decided he would go do it. You're doomed to be like Don Quixote, okay? And even if other people don't see you as Don Quixote one day, you're still going to feel like Don Quixote. So we want to feel as much like Don Quixote as possible. So this is quixotic self-awareness, right? You have to lean into the quixotic self-awareness. Quote me on this. Lean into the quixotic self-awareness. If something feels quixotic, do it harder. Do it more. Lean in. Because it means that you're doing something unusual, which means that you're special. And you want to be special. Everybody wants to be special. But nobody wants to feel quixotic. So feel quixotic today.